Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of So Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio. This is Tim Hayes, often referred to on the show as Dr. Tim. I'm a psychologist in Crystal Lake, Illinois, and I'm just sitting in for Michael and Jeannie as they're traveling today. And I'm going to do my best to help us discuss practical tools to help improve the quality of your life and relationships that are based in the knowledge of the ancient Aramaic process of forgiveness. This process has nothing to do with what we've normally been conditioned and taught forgiveness is about, where everybody agrees something horrible happened and somebody did it and somebody's responsible and guilty and to blame and at fault and they should be punished, but we'll let them off the hook. The ancient Aramaic language is an energy language, and it understood that we are energy beings, we are spiritual beings, and the process of forgiveness as described in that language recognizes that the only energy that belongs in our energy system, the human mind and body energy system, is the energy of love, the energy that the system is created out of. And forgiveness is a very practical tool for going into that mind-body energy system and removing anything that's unlike love that may have been stored there or passed down from the generations. That's what this is about. This show is here to help people get introduced to that very practical process and learn it, and then support those who are in the process of trying to learn this technique of forgiveness and apply it to their lives, to their relationships, to their daily ups and downs and emotions, to the energy that have been stored from their generations, to the traumas that may occur to the mind-body energy system. And in the process of applying these tools, we get to live a freer, a more loving, a more flexible, a more connected life, because we stay consciously connected to the source of our being. And we're able to as Guy Finley says, if I make myself subordinate to the power, to the principle, and I allow that principle to teach me from that subordinate place, then I get access to the power behind the principle. So we have a website. Dr. Rice and Jeannie have spent many, many thousands of hours building a website that makes this information and most of these tools available for free. And I don't think Michael says it clearly enough, often enough. You can go to this website and get his entire book for free, chapter 24 of his book, which is about the forgiveness process, for free. All of the worksheets that are tools that are accompany the different videos that he sells. He'll sell you the video, but the tool that's in the video you can get for free. And when I say free, I mean you don't even have to add your email address to a list and get harassed by people in the future. You simply go to this website, www.whyagain.org. And when you click on the link that says start here or in the red and white bullseye in the center of the page, it takes you to a page where all of this stuff is available for PDF downloads and MP3 audio file downloads of this show, where Michael has stepped people through the process of applying this tool of forgiveness, which today takes the form of what is called the Reality Management Worksheet. And it gives you that for free. You don't even have to add your email address. You click and it starts the download. So we're inviting people to call at 646-200-4169. And if you have a question or a comment, press 1. That'll let us know that you have put you in the queue. And we have somebody with their hand up. It's area code 517. 517, you're in the air. Hello, 517. I don't know if that's Michigan. Hello, I just heard the rustling on the phone.
Hey, Dr. Tim, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
I'm here co-hosting and having some difficulties. I'm in the prison parking lot, and my hotspot is taking a hot minute, so I apologize for not being able to provide you with an intro today, but I'm working diligently on getting done so I can manage the chat room for you and handle the caller so you can focus on teaching.
All right. Well, now that you mention it in the intro, I should say that today is Tuesday, February 18th, and we are here with Michelle Pichet. I thought you would be in the prison and unavailable to host today, so...
I snuck out. I did a prison break.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's greatly appreciated. And if you want to just stay on the line and let me know if you're able to get up to the chat room. Right now, I don't open the chat room. I look at the switchboard and listen to the callers, and that's enough to keep me busy. So if there's someone in the chat room, please forgive me for not being there to respond. And maybe Michelle will be able to get that opened up and handle your questions or comments or feedback. Anything else you want to add, Michelle?
Not right now. Focused on trying to get this web page loaded, but keep on working, teaching the laws of living and removing the blocks to truth and helping ourselves in the process. So. Continues.
All right. Well, so for anybody who's listening who's not familiar, Michelle and Rex are at the prison in Michigan, which is a high-security prison, and they're there trying to introduce these tools in the prison system. And currently they're teaching a Laws of Living class, and previously they taught the Why Is This Happening to Me Again class. So thank you for that. I will... I'll put you on mute so we don't have all that background noise, and you can raise your hand again if you... 210, you have your hand up, and you are now in the air. Area code 210, who do we have, and where are you calling from?
Justin, I'm calling from Texas. Hello?
So did you say Jeff?
Justin.
Justin.
Justin, yeah.
Did you call yesterday?
I may have. I'm not sure. I've been checking out a bunch of different radio stations because I just found out about the blog talk. So I possibly could have, but I'm not too sure. I don't think so.
Okay.
Not for this specific one.
We just had a new caller yesterday that was talking about some serious issues and. I just wondered if you were the same person. So how can we support you today?
I'm trying to figure everything out, and I was just enjoying y'all's show. Just I don't have any specific questions or anything. I'm trying to figure the spiritual awakening things out because everything is so confusing and.
This particular show is about the ancient Aramaic process of forgiveness. And so if you have any anger, if you have any fear, if you have any difficulty in any of your relationships, this radio show and the website that supports it is here to help you absolutely free of charge develop some skills, learn some tools, apply the tools to your life, and make your life better.
Okay.
The primary tool is the tool of forgiveness. And maybe you were here and heard me say the website, but the website is www.whyagain.org.
Okay.
And
her being in the prisons and stuff. Well, my really good childhood friend is in the federal prison, and I actually talked to her last night. It's kind of weird. She called me from there and talking. So she wants to find out about like books that I could send her, or she could buy in there.
Well, one of the best books I know for people who are trying to improve the quality of their life and actually develop some tools for that is Dr. Michael Rice's book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And that's available for sale on his website, but it's also available for free to read or download. And I think there's probably nothing better you could do for your friend who's in prison than get her access to this information.
Yeah, she's been asking me for stuff like this, and I don't know how to get it to her or really where to look, so that's very helpful. Okay, thank you for that.
You're very welcome, and please let us know if there's more we can do to help, and we'll just go back to talking about the show and answering other questions.
Right.
And if you have another question, just hit one again on the phone. It'll put your hand up.
Oh, thank you.
All right, take care. So, Michelle, do you have your hand up again? Well, you do have your hand up again, but maybe it's still up. So I'll leave you open in case you have a question or a comment. And I will address something that was coming up yesterday. We had a new caller yesterday who called in and said several times as he listened to Dr. Rice that he thought Michael was saying that all you want to do is think happy thoughts and all your problems will go away. And Michael kept trying to let him know that those words won't ever come out of Michael's mouth. That is what Michael calls premature positive thinking. That's like building a hotel on the sand of a beach with no foundation underneath it. The waves are going to come in and knock the whole thing down. You can positive think your way into a very pleasant time, a very quiet time, but if you don't go into the mind-body-energy system that you're carrying around with you and systematically remove everything that doesn't belong there, it's still there. And it sits in you and is there to get triggered by another thought within yourself, an event outside of you, a person outside of you, something you expected to happen that didn't happen. All of these things can trigger negative content, angry content, fearful content that is being held in your mind-body-energy system. And the only way, and this cuts across every deep spiritual tradition that I've looked into in depth, they all recognize that you must face the darker aspects of yourself. And by dark here, we don't mean evil or bad. We simply mean the things that you turn away from, that you don't shine the light of your awareness upon, anything within your system that you have attached the belief of fear or anger to, this needs to be explored. It doesn't mean it's bad. It doesn't mean it's evil. It doesn't mean it's going to grow up and get you. It's not an outside force that's going to attack you or drag you down. Darkness in this work in the ancient Aramaic was simply a reference to anything that I did not want to shine the light of my conscious awareness upon. And the only reason that a human being would choose to look away from and not want to shine the light of their conscious awareness upon something is they have decided that that content, whatever the thought or belief or memory or image, contains fear or anger or will generate fear or anger in their system. So it isn't about bad, evil, gory. It isn't about evil spirits. It isn't about being cast into hell or judged as being bad by a god or a creator. In this work, when we make reference to the darkness, we're simply referring to things that we shy away from. Michael goes into great depth and talks at different times in different lectures about how he's pretty well convinced that the unconscious in the human being, as pervasive as it is not a healthy thing. And he might say it isn't a natural thing. It is created by my deciding to label some of my thoughts, some of my experience as something that's negative, as something that I don't want to handle, as something that's overwhelming. And so I turn my conscious awareness away from it. I deny it and suppress it. And the process of denial and suppression, while it may help me keep that material, that content, out of my conscious awareness, it doesn't remove it from my system. As a matter of fact, the Creator, God, light, love, the universe, whatever word you want to throw on it, the Creator of this system, this human mind-body energy system, wants us to heal, to integrate dark energies, wants us to be fully alive and fully consciously aware of the love, the energy of creation, the acceptance, the joy that is what was intended to be our true mind-body energy content. And because the Creator wants us to be full of that light of love, the Creator built this system so that every time something less than love gets created by the dream of separation, by the mind that thinks that it's different from anyone or anything else, every time anger or fear gets created and the mind decides to turn away from it, to deny it and suppress it, gets hidden from the conscious awareness of the human being, but it gets hidden in the only place in the universe where it's guaranteed that the human being is going to run into it again and again and again and again until it finally recognizes this is an error. The human being is in error. Light, love, creativity, the flow of creative energy, that's what we're designed to be focused on with our conscious awareness. That's what we're designed to be living from in every moment. And because there is a Creator and there is a system that wants us to live there, life will set us up to see, to get triggered anytime we're holding energies that are less than love. Anytime we deny or suppress energy, all we're doing is fooling ourselves into thinking that we don't have to deal with it by shifting our conscious energy away from it. And in that process, we hide it deeper within ourselves. We add energy to it. And we guarantee that we're going to have to deal with it again and again and again and again. So I'll take a breath here, and I believe there's a hand up, and this could be Michelle again. Michelle, is that you, 517?
Yeah, that's me. And I wonder if I can't open the chat room because you have it open already.
No, I don't have it open yet.
Okay. So, yeah, the switchboard's up, and we've got several callers listening, but not able to open the chat room for some reason. But, yeah, that's actually, this is Rex's phone because mine is being used for the hotspot, so.
Okay, so the area code is 646-200-4169. If you have a question or a comment for us, we'd love to hear it. It helps us actually address the struggles you have. So area code 970, you are in the air.
Oh, Dr.
970.
Candace, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was talking over you. Go ahead. Who was calling?
This is Brad in Southwest Colorado. How are you today?
Hi, Brad. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment on the way of mastery, and thank you for bringing that to both myself and my wife Cindy's attention. We've been reading this book intently here lately, and it's amazing what we're getting out of this. It's kind of like I think you put it, it sings to the soul, and it's such a has such a way of revealing the truth of our true nature and the likeness in which we are created in. And one thing that really resonates in that for me, with my background, I won't get into my story, but I've carried so much shame and guilt and even mistruths about so many things that I was taught, you know, earlier in life, and how we live out of those mistruths and lock these things down and into our mind, and then get this perception that we're less than anything but love, and then out of shame and guilt, we try to punish ourselves over and over again. And what this book is.
So are you saying that you've been doing that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
trying to get you to focus on speaking from the I rather than the general we, because
mm-hmm.
you'll have a more vital experience if you can do that.
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm trying to do that about my personal experience with that rather than the we. But it's really revealing to me you know, what I've been doing to myself. And in turn, by doing that to myself, what I do to others of not being having that self-love and never having cultivated that enough within myself to really know what love is, to be, you know, giving that to myself and also extending that to others. So it's really letting me get into the depths of, you know, where I've been, of what I've been doing to myself, and in turn, by holding my love back and not even giving, being that for self, that I've not been able to give that to others. So it's that part in the forgiveness work there, coupled with, you know, the work, you know, around desire too, are two things that really resonate very highly in me. And because I've also, through, you know, my conditioning, my programming and stuff, you know, that's, you know, through life, has also taught me that desire was a very bad thing.
So you're enjoying lesson four, are you?
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, let me ask you, Brad, how long have you had the book?
We've had it for some time now. We're into our second reading now.
Okay, so you went and read through the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, have you noticed as you were reading through it the different times that the lessons recommend that you go back and reread it?
Yes, and I've done that a number of times by myself. I'll take time on my own, and I go back and read through a number of those lessons over and over.
Well, that's just wonderful. I'm glad that it's singing to your soul as it did to mine.
But I just wanted to let others know. I think it's an excellent book, and thank you for bringing it to the attention. And I think it would be a very essential thing for everybody to put into their into their work.
Well, it may not be for everybody. I'll have to put in the opinion here that this is why it's so wonderful that we have so many people doing work and putting it out there. It may not sing to everyone's soul. Some people really resonate with A Course in Miracles, and some people don't resonate with Way of Mastery. But I have to agree with you that this is a wonderful supplement to Michael's work. It certainly doesn't replace it.
Oh, no. But in a combination with, Michael's work in this, it's bringing up layer after layer, that I have to work through. And for me, it is one of the tools that is actually working for me, I guess is the way I need to put that. It so highly resonates within, my own being, my own mindness, my own consciousness, that it's doing it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And you've had some experiences in life that were less than loving, shall we say. And you've had your share of trauma. And I don't know if you were on the show yesterday or not, but we had someone call for the first time yesterday who was really looking for something to help. And they've had a lot of trauma, and they've been mistreated, they've been abused, they've been experiencing prejudice and physical abuse for most of their life. And they were looking at what Michael was saying and hearing Michael say things like, well, if you just think positively, it'll all go away. Just spread love and everything gets better. And Michael doesn't talk that way. Michael talks about actual practical tools like the Reality Management Worksheet and how Way of Mastery can fit into that process is, as you just said, Brad, it can bring stuff up for you. There's a particular lesson 21, that is basically the same as Michael's mind shifter tool. And it says, here is a series of statements, and you probably aren't going to completely agree with these statements. So take them one at a time, write them down, put them at the top of a paper, and spend an entire week going back to that piece of paper as often as you think about it, and write down what part of you wants to disagree with this statement. And that will bring up stuff that then you might need to do some reality management worksheets about, or you might need to do some still point breathing with, or you might need to do the three earliest memories of conflict exercise, and or the codependent to interdependence exercise to figure out what you need to do next to move yourself to the next level of awareness of your true nature as love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we listened to the program yesterday, so I'm aware of that conversation Michael had with that gentleman. We're actively engaged in this process. We do the reality management worksheets and others, and the mind shifters and many others. And in fact, the Way of Mastery is also resonated with me so highly that I'm engaged in actually doing more worksheets than what I was. I'm systematically going through these things that are real target triggers and stuff, for me, that you know, where I've stood in judgment of self and stood in judgment of others too many times in my life. You know, because I have, you know, I guess like many people, I've suffered my share of traumas. You know, I'm a Vietnam vet. I'm also Native American. That in certain ways, you know, is a lot of things people have never had to experience. You know, my parents tried their best, but, you know, there was a lot of things they failed in. And I learned a lot of things about fear and hostility and blockage of truth and just being shut down from them. So this is starting to bring all that up systematically, layer after layer, and I'm grateful for this work. Thank you all.
Well, you're very welcome, and I appreciate the call. I'm glad that that's resonating with you, and remember to go back to Lesson 21 and hear some of these statements and let it resonate, whatever needs to be released and dismantled from you.
Yes, yeah.
Do you remember some of those statements?
Yes, I do, uh-huh.
So statements like, it is not possible for you to be without love. Here's another
one.
Yeah,
and that I agree with. I'm not without love. I just need to move into that active awareness that
right.
That is my true nature.
Right. How many times in my day do I walk around not aware that I am swimming in love, that I'm made of that stuff? Here's another one. It is not possible for you to be alone. Here's another one. It is not possible for you to taste death. It is not possible for you to taste genuine loss. So if you're listening, if any of you have any, the slightest bit of resistance to these statements, that's where there's some work for you to do. That would be a great place to take out a reality management worksheet and dismantle the negative reactions you have to statements like, it is not possible for you to be apart from your Creator. Any negative reactions you might have to a statement like, it is not possible for you to fail. Questions or concerns you might have about a statement like, it is not possible for you to harm anyone or anything. And lastly, the statement, it is not possible for you to be guilty of sin. So this is just one example of how you might use reading the Way of Mastery
to
stir
up
something that's less than love. And Michelle, you are on.
Thank you, Dr. Tim. For some reason, I'm not showing up on my switchboard. But I did want to make a comment because, Brad, I came across this work over the summer and went to intensive in August. And you first called in September, you and Cindy. Actually, Cindy called for you, and then you came on and shared and moved through and introduced yourself to the radio community. And today I'm listening to you, and it is amazing to me what a shift in your way of being, in your presence, your consciousness that's coming through on the phone. I'm like completely inspired by the work you're doing. It's quite evident to me.
Thank you. It's evident to me too.
It hasn't really been that long of a while, 5 months or so.
Well, you know, we started reading Michael's book a couple years ago, and we've read other books, and you know, we got actively engaged in the forgiveness work, and it took a while, I guess, like a lot of people, before we really actually start putting the pen to the paper. But I got through that blockage, and realized, you know, how important that is. You've got to write those feelings out. And, you know, what a difference it does make. I just dumped a big load of stuff, you know, a couple days ago just by doing those reality management worksheets and was able to forgive a lot of that stuff that I've had so much shame and guilt about. And I actually saw through, you know, my own perceptions about what I was holding there, and I was able to release that, forgive that, and not stand in judgment of myself either. And I saw the love there. And so that was amazing to me, you know, just how that process does work. And the more I actively engage in it, the more I reap the rewards from it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I have to agree with you, Michelle. I can hear the difference in the energy from Brad. And I think this is the longest time he's been on the phone without his voice breaking and going into tears. So that alone is huge.
Yeah, well, it's the level of confidence, too, you know. I guess that shame and guilt, you know, they hold you in bondage to that, to where you can't even feel. You're in denial with your own feelings.
Let me correct this for you, because I know you've been reading this in the way of mastery as well. They don't hold you in bondage. Your refusal to look at them and own them, the process of denial and suppression, creates that illusion that you're being held in bondage, creates the illusion that you're separated from your true nature as the energy of love. But there is not currently on the planet, and I don't believe there ever has been on this planet or the energy system around it, anything that could hold love in bondage. And you are that energy of love. That is your true nature, and when you focus your conscious awareness on that and allow anything that's unlike love that might have been in your past experience or your genetic history to come to the surface, that energy will be integrated. That energy will be transmuted into its true nature, which is more of the energy of love.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It's just, you know, that's how my perceptions were working, you know, and they were completely off target.
Well, it's a delight to be on a team that's supporting you in being more on target and to recognize that self-imposed nonsense that so many of us have been trained to call sin, and the thoughts, the energies that are less than love, that are off target, that we hide in ourselves. It's just a delight to be a part of the team that's supporting you in coming to that new level of awareness. So thank you for that. Thank you for doing the work, and thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you all for everything, and we're glad to be part of this team as well. So blessings to you all this day.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
All right, so if you have anything to share that's, even if it's a disagreement with what has been sharing, questions, comments, testimonials, we'd love to hear them. 646-200-4169. If you press 1, that will let us know you're in queue and you have a question. And I keep coming back to the caller yesterday, and I have a hope that either the caller's on the call now listening or will listen to this show, because Brad's call is validation from a very personal level that these tools can work in the life of anyone, even if they've had severe trauma, even if there is a history of being prejudiced against, of being mistreated, of being the victim of violence, of being someone who's been a victim of being in situations where they've done violence to others, and now they're carrying the thought energy about guilt and shame, that all of those thoughts, all of those negative energies have the capacity to be removed. And we're gifted with this tool, or a whole set of tools, actually, from the ancient Aramaic that Michael and Jeannie have worked on and made available free on the Internet, to apply those tools to ourselves and simply remove what doesn't belong in our energy system. And I love, I really like what Brad was saying about how, as he's reading In the Way of Mastery, it's bringing up stuff for him. Someone else I know was talking about getting introduced to a new technique that's got some energy work and it's transformative and it helps you live at a higher vibrational level. And this person also knows about Michael's work and has been doing it for quite a while. And he went and he had experience with some of these people who've been doing this other higher vibrational energy work for quite some time. And the bottom line is, he could see that they really haven't done the work of dismantling negative energies from their system. They're really still stuck in hostility or fear. So this other work might be really valuable, but unless I have tools and actually apply those tools to my system to dismantle what doesn't belong in my system, adding positive energies, positive thoughts, positive affirmations is just like putting a bedspread on top of a small pool of toxic waste. It doesn't do anything to clean up the toxic waste. And if I step on the bedspread, I'm going to be deep into it in no time. But it's possible to sit and meditate. It's possible to sit and read positive affirmations and make it a mantra that I go through my day with nothing but positive thoughts, and spend an extended period of time, if the world will cooperate, nothing comes along to resonate or trigger the negative energies in me, it's possible to deny and suppress and coast through life for a good long while thinking that real work has been done because I'm simply focusing on the positive. However, my experience has been that sooner or later, life comes along, as Michael says, life comes along and kicks me right in the limitations. Life will come along and resonate the negative energies of fear and hostility in my system that don't belong there. Not as a form of punishment, not out of anger, not out of judgment. The system simply works to make me aware that I have work to do to move back to my conscious focus on my true nature as the energy of love. Guy Finley says, I'm going to have lessons that ride in on the back of events I don't want. I'm going to have them through my entire life because, in Guy Finley's words, because God is good. I'm going to get triggered to hostility or fear because God is good. Because God, the system, light, the universe, wants me to empty myself of everything that's less than love. Not by reciting mantras, not by denial and suppression, but by the active processes of applying tools to my mind-body energy system that can and will effectively remove and dismantle all the energies that do not belong there. In the ancient Aramaic, The word is shebag, S-H-B-A-G, and it means to cancel or dismantle. And this process is an active process of engaging what's actually in my energy system. It's a process of becoming alerted to the fact that my conditioning in this culture and most cultures has me believing that when my alarm goes off, it means there's a problem outside of me, the alarm being any form of hostility or fear. And if I get angry or if I get fearful, it's because someone or something outside of me is wrong, did something wrong, is off the mark. But if I've been introduced to this system, the whole system, I become aware that I'm not supposed to be angry or fearful. I'm supposed to be sitting in the energy of love and acceptance. I am not supposed to be dreaming the dream of separation. I'm supposed to be moving towards the realization that that dream is an illusion, and that there is life and energy more abundantly at many different levels than my physical senses can show me, available to be lived in and from and through in every moment of existence. This has come up several times recently. I believe it was Einstein who said that we as human beings are as clueless to what is going on around us, different energies and connections and dimensions of life. We are as clueless to that as a cat or a dog are if they walk through our libraries. Here's a cat or a dog walking through our libraries, and our libraries contain vast knowledge, information, insights, philosophies, how-to manuals, and the cat and the dog walk through and are oblivious to all of it. They might chew on a book or urinate on one, but to be able to access the level of knowledge, the level of information, and liberty-giving information that's in those books, the cat and the dog are unable to. And in that very way, we have access to life, to energy, to the flow of creative energy, to experiences far, far beyond what our physical senses can show us, and yet we're clueless to it. So I'll take a breath here, and area code 561, you put your hand up, and you are now in the air. Who do we have, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Rashida, and I'm calling from Boca Raton, Florida.
Okay, and it's who?
Rashida.
Rashida, welcome.
Yes.
How can we support you today?
Great. You're Tim, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, thank you so much for all this. I know Mike went to Costa Rica, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I have a question for you. It's for the word, I know you're experts with the Aramaic, for the word shbag, and it means cancel, right? Could you just explain to me the root for this word, please? Just because I speak Arabic and I just want to try to make a connection, and I can't figure it out.
Well, that would be a great question to call in on Friday with, because I am not the expert in the Aramaic, but Dale Allen Hoffman, I almost said Dr. Dale Allen Hoffman, Dale Allen Hoffman is a very avid student, not just of that language, but several languages that are similar, and to applying what he learns in his daily life, to actually practice it. So Dale is what I would consider a modern-day Christian mystic.
Oh, wow.
And so that would be a great question for Friday, because Dale has graciously agreed to be on this show every Friday this year of 2014.
Awesome.
And I'm not sure that he might have gone into that question before, but there are a series of shows, Aramaic Fridays, that happened in the month of March 2012, in the month of January 2013 and this January 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were interested, you might go back to the
archives.
To the archives, and I'm not sure how intense the notes are on those shows, but from March of 2012 and January 2013 and January 2014, Dale was on the call answering questions like that. And I'd be delighted if you could call on Friday.
Mm-hmm. I will.
And
yes,
ask
yes.
that question.
Yes. And what's the website? Is it why again that?
.org. WHYAGAIN.org.
Okay. Great. Awesome. I don't know if is there somebody else want to comment, or because I have another question. Can I ask
you?
Okay.
What's your question?
Yeah, my other question I have for you, Tim, is when you are in front of somebody that's abusive in terms of using the language, or they're intimidating or whatever, and you know what that brings in you, things that you have to clear and remove from your system, what is the best thing to do? You know, they're screaming and all that, but you can still handle that, and you're noticing and feeling and all that. What is the best thing to do in front of these people?
I think the best thing for me to do, the best thing I've found over the years, comes directly
mm-hmm.
out of the Aramaic translations of the Beatitudes. And I think it's Neil Donald Klotz, K-L-O-T-Z, who wrote the book Prayer of the Cosmos. And there are some translations of the Beatitudes there that are very good. And there's Yayam, who channeled the Way of Mastery. He has a beautiful, more poetic translation of the Beatitudes. But the first Beatitude from the ancient Aramaic is something like, now, right now, when you're triggered, when you're angry or sad or scared, now is the ripe time, R-I-P-E, like a ripe fruit. Now is the ripe time to make your home in the breathing unity.
Uh-huh.
And let the fertile soil of the queendom birth your clear guidance. So the thing to do when someone's screaming at me is take some nice deep breaths and make sure my breath stays open and flowing. And to look within myself for other times that I have yelled or screamed at someone inappropriately, and cancel my need for this person to change what they're doing, and allow that breath and the question about what does this soul in front of me need to heal right now, let that be answered in the moment by something deeper than my logical mind.
Mm.
And when I do that, when I have done that over the years, miraculous things happen.
Mm.
And by miracles, I don't mean fancy magical things. I mean by a miracle that some level of actuality that was always present that I wasn't aware of comes into my awareness.
Mm.
So the beginning thing to do for me is to notice where I'm feeling tight or tense and use my breath to soften that. If somebody screams at me, if somebody says that I'm scaring them, if somebody is weeping with deep sadness in front of me and it resonates anything other than an accepting compassion and love from me, then the first thing I want to do is check in with my breath and actively use it to try and soften whatever wants to go tight or rigid within me.
Mm.
And then from that place, ask God, light, spirit, any kind of a higher power that I want to ask. Ask to be shown, what can I do to further my healing in this moment and to support the healing of the person in front of me? Mm. And then let my actions be born from that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question?
Oh, yes, definitely. Thank you so much, Tim. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome.
Have a great
day. I hope, Rashida, that you can call back on Friday with a question for Dale about Shabbat.
I listen to you guys every day. I enjoy listening to you guys every single day, except Friday. Except Saturday, Sunday, right?
Yep, okay, Friday.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're very welcome. Take care.
Take care. You too. Bye.
Okay, area 970, area code 970, you're in the air. How can we support you today?
Hi, this is Cindy, Brad's wife. I'm not going to repeat all my eternal thanks, but thank you, Michelle, for saying what you said. It's so hard to know when you're in the midst of this, when you're making progress or not. And, of course, I'm with Brad every day, and I really appreciate you saying what you said.
You're welcome.
I wanted to thank you. I had a question for Dr. Tim. Actually, I would like to ask you, Dr. Tim, to clarify what you said to Brad about not having tears in his voice, because that's one of the things that I see as a joyful change in him, is that he does have tears now. And would you just clarify, do you remember the conversation there?
Yes, I remember saying it.
Please clarify that for him.
Well, but
I know what you said.
But I'm not saying that tears are a bad thing.
Right.
I'm just saying that in this period of time, he spoke without getting overwhelmed. For the longest time in any of the times that he's been on the show that I have been listening.
Yeah.
So it feels more like he's centered and grounded, and he's feeling able to discuss and handle the emotions that come up with whatever the topic is.
So what would you say is the purpose of tears in our lives?
Well, you know, I'm not an expert on this. I've read a lot of different things over the years. There are people who say that your tears in a certain moment can actually hold chemicals that can be used as a homeopathic remedy for those kinds of emotions in the future. So that when I have tears of joy, there'll be one kind of a chemical released in my tears. When I have tears of sadness or fear or anger, there's another kind of energy. So, you know, depending upon my ability to accept and integrate it, I think tears can be very healing. And one of the things I've learned since coming into this work with Michael is that we've got about a minute and a half left. One of the things I've learned in coming to this work with Michael is that it's perfectly healthy to cry as long as I keep my breath flowing. If I use the crying as a signal to my body that something's wrong and I should shut it down, then I start to tighten up and tense and deny and suppress, and I do the opposite of what I'm hoping for. So, thank you for the call. Please call back tomorrow if you have more questions about that. We are down to less than our last minute. Thank you all for calling in your questions. And have the best year yet of your eternal life, and join us again tomorrow. And I will try to play the outro now. It's got to be here somewhere. So have a wonderful day, everyone, and please try to join us again tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Wright, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.